V180's word for today.
Helping you live different every day.
He sat at the table with them. Luke 24, verse 30. Just before Jesus went to the cross, he established what has become known as the Lord's Supper, or Holy Communion. He said that the cup represented his shed blood, and the bread represented his broken body. Then he ended by saying, "Do this in remembrance of me." Now, fast forward to the house of Cleopas and his companion following the resurrection. Jesus had walked and talked with them on the Emmaus Road, explaining to them that all that had happened was a fulfillment of prophecy. But they constrained him, saying, "Abide with us, for it is toward evening and the day is far spent." And he went in to stay with them. Now, it came to pass, as he sat at the table with them, that he took bread, blessed it, and broke it. And he gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened and they knew him. That's Luke 24, verses 29 to 31. In a sense, this too was a communion service. But notice what happened to the people who attended it. Jesus met with them there. Their eyes were opened and they recognized him in a way they never had before. And they were deeply moved. As we see in Luke 24, verses 33 to 34, says, "Did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us? Then they went out and told others. So they rose up that very hour and returned to Jerusalem and found the 11 and those who were with them gathered together, saying, 'The Lord is risen indeed.'" So if you have ever wondered how you're supposed to feel or think when you take communion, now you know.
The word for today, as featured in V180 magazine.
Subscribe today at v180.org.au.
V180.